So hi, I'm here with Alex Sensen. Alex Sensen has organized the seminar that sort of surrounds itself around managing conflict that essentially takes place within ourselves and how to liberate ourselves from that conflict. My interest, of course, in martial arts is that I am a 30 plus year practitioner in the martial arts, and I've been running a school professionally in martial arts for 21 years here in Canada. My name is Basils J. I'm a sensei.
So I'm trying to connect some of the dots here, psychology, science, martial arts, and try to figure out how we can help people. And that's what I'm bringing in this workshop is some practical techniques and some knowledge, some interesting stuff that you might find useful in your busy life.
What is it that we're looking to accomplish, or what is it that I could get by attending to your seminar? Let's say more specifically, if I was, let's say, a parent, mm-hmm. You know, which in itself has its own obstacles today. We're so busy running all over the place, and we're working, and we're trying to keep up with this, and we're managing our children. There's so many things going on as a parent.
Being busy creates stress. There's something called attention. And this is what I'm going to focus on in my workshop, really, is a brain superpower called attention. Attention dictates exactly what your brain's resources are focused on. So how much of your mental power is going to be used for any given activity depends on where you place your attention. Now, the challenge is in a busy life, when you've got so many demands tugging on you in different directions, that attention becomes split. And you only have so much of it. This is a scientifically proven fact. You only have so much attention, it gets split. Your mind wanders sometimes. A bit of it goes in that direction. Someone interrupts you. You have a thought about something you have to do that's urgent. All of those things in your life split your attention up, and they can degrade it. For example, if you're interrupted while you're doing something that you're focusing on, and then when you have to come back to that thing, it takes you a while, right? You spend some time reorienting yourself and getting back into the groove. And that's time that's wasted. So in your busy life, there's these little bits of time here and there that are wasted. But also, I don't know if you've ever noticed this, but if you get interrupted when you're doing something important, do you ever come back to what you were doing and not even quite remember what it was? So this workshop is all about not ways of necessarily avoiding being busy, because you're not going to be able to. You really only have two choices. You can avoid being busy, get rid of all the distractions in your life, which I don't think is very realistic. Or you can learn to be resilient in the face of those demands, which means that you can strengthen your attention so it doesn't degrade. So you have more to use in your day-to-day life, where you're going to be able to switch tasks more efficiently and effectively. You'll have better memory of those experiences you value and cherish.
Is it the attention that's the enemy? Is that what we're trying to, the opposition? Or is the enemy something else? Or is the opposition something else coming in essentially and taking away our attention? And where we're governing our attention, and we're able to put it where we want it to be, where it needs to be, where it will elevate our lives, improve the quality of our lives, you know, our relationship with each other, with our children, and all the rest of it, which is very hard, but it's very easy, I find, as a parent as well, to sort of to succumb to that, to kind of give into it, because it's just a constant pressure mm-hmm. all the time, you know? Mm-hmm. So you kind of feel like you're failing sometimes as a parent. You know, my kids are playing video games. My kids are, you know, doing things they shouldn't do. You know, my child's got a violent tendencies. You know, how do I help them with their violent tendencies? My child's sad. My child is feeling this. My child's going through that. And of course, so are we. So it's almost like, you know, as we're trying to keep our head above water, you know, in a world where our attention is constantly being pulled against, of course, us in directions that we might not otherwise need it to be, we're also trying to keep our children and their head above water. You know what? I've got to compete as a parent for my child's attention while their attention is being pulled. So
every person has a certain amount of attention, and we're all the same that way. We have this power. Now, in order to not feel so bad about your attention being pulled or your kid's attention being pulled, understand that it's absolutely normal for attention to be pulled away. There's nothing we can do to stop our attention from being pulled away from us. And there's also nothing we can do about having our mind wandering away from us. So this is important to understand, because sometimes we'll get frustrated that our attention's being pulled, our kids' attention's being pulled, or our mind is wandering, and we get frustrated. that we can't seem to maintain control over our attention. That's not the point, because it's actually impossible. Our attention will be pulled away. Our kids' attention will be pulled away, and our minds are going to wander. So where the hope is, and where the battle, where the fight is recognizing when that happens. That's the first step to empower yourself to have more control over it, is to first recognize that is going to happen, and it will happen every day, every few seconds even. So part of the exercise in this workshop is understanding how we can become more aware of when this is happening, which then empowers us to make a choice. Because as our individual power states, we have choice as individuals. We can choose to say, I recognize my attention has been pulled in a certain direction, and now I choose to bring it back and refocus it on something else that we do. So martial arts is an activity that teaches techniques that allow us to learn how to recognize when our attention is being pulled away and then reorienting it back to something. Because of the nature of the physical movements and the breathing of martial arts, it's very similar to what psychologists are saying about how to do this. And that's why I'm making the connection between psychology and martial arts, because the techniques are very similar. The ones that martial arts has developed over the last several hundred or even thousand years, because of the necessity of survival in battle, you had to have good control of your attention.
Yeah, it's powerful. So as a father going, you know, sort of attending this seminar, and I'm going to be learning, am I learning some martial arts moves? Is that kind of the idea, where the martial arts becomes sort of the vehicle, the physical movements I recognize outside myself, rather than being against a physical threat, you're using them in your program to create something that helps an individual begin to look inward.
But also we can take from martial arts certain pieces. So breathing, for example. We do a lot of different breathing and breathing techniques in martial arts. We can take the breathing component out and create an exercise just around breathing. Or we can take the idea of flexing our muscles, connecting that to breathing, and then take that out as an exercise, not for the purpose of defending ourselves physically, like in martial arts we do, but for the purpose of going home and doing a short exercise to work on this strengthening or fortification of attention. So we can use breathing exercises and simple basic physical movements to connect with our mind and our body and become more aware. It's called meta-awareness, to become aware of our attention, where it is.
If we're constantly being pulled against ourselves, it's very hard to connect when part of you is not present or your attention's where it shouldn't be, that kind of thing. And as a parent, as a dad, I really want to be connected to my sons, and I really want to be connected to my children, especially also as a teacher. I want to be connected to my students. And I find that even myself, with all my experiences, that is, like you said, there's just no way to get around it. My attention, even with years of meditation, my attention is pulled.
That requires some effort. It requires you to overcome a challenge. And that's one key thing as well about these attention exercises and why martial arts is so important. Martial arts isn't easy. It's not simple and passive. It's an active activity that takes mental effort and physical effort. And with that mental and physical effort, we are strengthening our attention and our experience of life much more than just a passive experience. Where you get the most benefit from exercising your attention and some of these exercises is in self-improvement, self-development, and growth, so moving forward. When we put effort into something that we do, and we do it for the sake of being a little bit better ourselves tomorrow than we were today, that is where you see the most benefit. And also, even more important than the most benefit, is where we see the most happiness and the most fulfillment in how we feel about what we've done. Some of the best moments in people's lives are those kinds of moments where they struggle a little bit. It may not be pleasurable in that moment to do that thing, but it is the best experience of that person's life because they had to overcome some kind of struggle internally that they chose to have. So that kind of internal battle that helps them grow as a person.
Say a competition, if you will, for our focus, for our attention. And then the idea of reward would be success in winning back or keeping our attention when it's been taken or when it's been lost to some degree. The program or the seminar, the short seminar, is going to kind of give me an insight or a little peek into some of the exercises that I can do. And even if I walk away with the seminar, I'm guessing that it's also about just recognizing that I do have this very powerful, this powerful thing inside me called an attention. And it does deserve my attention to focus on my attention. So that, you know, I can improve the way that my life is unfolding. And of course, there's a lots of benefits. I suspect here, a relationship with my partner that might, you know, be decaying, like maybe my wife or, you know, our relationship's decaying because we're working so hard on trying to pay for that house. Our attention's on, you know, trying to pay down bills. Our attention's on paying for going on that vacation. Our attention's on, you know, keeping up with the Joneses and making sure our kids in soccer, baseball, basketball, everything else, martial arts classes, whatever the case is. I'm trying to be the best parent that I can be. And I just kind of feel sometimes that I'm thin. I feel sometimes that I've lost myself to some degree. There's like too little butter being spread over too much bread in my life. So I don't feel really a sense of substance with myself. I'm kind of on the treadmill, as it were, you know, kind of thing, right? So this seminar is going to really help me in some way, I guess, to initially just recognize, you know, where I'm at, what is mine, my property, my sovereignty, I guess you could say, you know, these attributes that belong to me. And maybe to some degree, I guess, you know, take notice of that so that I begin to put it, you know, in a position in my life where it has real value.
Yeah, you'll get some knowledge about that, but also techniques that you can use to begin strengthening your attention and fortifying your resilience against the busy life. So I want to tie it back to, you know, the title is Karate for a Busy Life. And it's all about not making your life less busy, because that's not always realistic. It's about being resilient in the face of a busy life. One of the best things you can do for your loved ones, for your family, is have this awareness of your attention and work on your attention. Because when people are connected closely together, you want to have a nice close connection with your kids, your family, your wife, your husband, listening, connecting on a level, you know, human to human level, it only happens when you can give someone a large amount of your attention. So it's a gift. If you have control and awareness of your attention, you can package it up and give it as a gift. And if it's being pulled in all sorts of directions, and the problem is you're not aware, because most people are not so aware that their attention is not really with them, they can't give it as a gift. And then communication becomes more difficult. Connection feels less close. But if you can have that power to package up your attention and give it as a gift to someone else, you're going to fortify your connections and your closeness to those who are closest to you.
I'm a good dad. I drive my children here and I drive my children there. I make sure that they go to school. I make sure they're eating the right food, the best that I can, you know, that kind of thing. We go on vacations and I'm providing all this to my children. Is that the gift of my attention, or is the gift of my attention, you know, in terms of the way you're speaking, something more like sitting down and creating something with them? Maybe, you know, not watching maybe necessarily a program with them or a TV show or a movie, but maybe playing a game of chess with them. You know, or going outside and playing basketball with them, or, you know, going for a walk in the woods with them.
You can be with someone, but not be with them, right? Because if your attention is somewhere else, you're not with them, because your experience in life is dictated by what you're paying attention to. And that's just the fact. The fact is that whatever you're paying attention to, that constitutes your life. So if your mind is, and we call this mental time traveling, if your mind is mental time traveling, where you're thinking about the future or you're thinking about the past while you're with someone, they will probably feel that you're not there. And if you're there, meaning that your attention is firmly placed on exactly what that person is saying, the meaning behind what they're saying, the feelings, the emotions of that situation, you're engaging, you're listening actively, they'll feel your presence. And that's what I mean by the gift of attention, is that you decide your mental resources and those cycles in your brain, your psychic energy is all focused on that person at that time and not traveling somewhere else. And if it does, you're not a bad person. I want to emphasize that, because it will. This is the battle. So maybe when you mention who's the enemy, where's the enemy? The enemy is, you're always fighting for awareness of where your attention is, because it will leave you, even at very important critical moments. And you can't feel bad about that, not to judge yourself, only to say, I have the power to recognize that my attention is elsewhere and I have the power to bring it back.
Well, you could say to be there and to be present is the gift.
Yes.
Is the idea, right? Hence the presence being gifts, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, but now when you're speaking at the seminar, you actually are bringing both in. You're bringing your experience of the martial arts and your training and your years of study and looking at it from more of this Eastern sort of, you know, philosophical sort of background and point of view in terms of health and well-being. And you're also bringing in the science side, and you're really merging, you know, these two into your program, especially the one that you have organized online for people. I think it takes a number of weeks to get through, mm-hmm. you know, so many hours a week to do it, which this seminar might be a great segue to leading into that. This seminar and his work is really about, you know, putting your attention, as he's mentioning, into something that will give you more of a balance and a reward that comes from the time well invested in, of course, the refinement of yourself is the goal. But what he's talking about is real transformation. And that will take time, and it's going to take investment. And I can't think, as a father, I can't think of anything in my life that is worth more of my time than my children. And as I refine myself and I improve myself, subsequently, my children also benefit. When cabin pressure drops, when things are not going so right, which is life, I got to make sure that I put this on me first so that I can also now help my child, not just help them and suffer myself. And even though we're beautiful and wonderful for doing so, as parents, we got to take care of our health, our mental well-being. We got to take care of our spiritual, of course, roots. These are really important parts in being a parent. So if we don't invest in ourselves, I'm really getting at that, stressing that point, we're really going to have a hard time helping our children. If you can't just send them to martial arts and send them to school in hopes that they're going to be great, it really behooves us as parents in this world to do the best, to be the best version of ourselves for them. And that's, of course, why I think a seminar like this is so important. And we will all get a lot out of it. I will be at the seminar. I'm looking forward to seeing some of the parents from the school there. And as a participant in the seminar, I'm going there not as Basil's day or sensei. I'm going there as a dad. I'm going there as a parent. That's my reason for going. And I hope that some of you will join me as well.